This afternoon we'll have a prayer session.
那在祷告会之前，我们来看几节的圣经节。
And before we proceed with the prayer, we'd like to study a few verses in the Bible.
让我们能够预备自己的心来亲近神。
So that we may prepare our hearts to draw near to God.
做基督徒应该是喜乐的。
As Christians, we should be happy.
如果一个基督徒没有喜乐，可能在哪一个地方还有一点问题。
If a Christian experiences no joy, then there's some problem with his faith.
那为什么基督徒要喜乐？
Why is it that a Christian should rejoice?
因为神是喜乐的泉源。
For God is the fountain of joy.
所以一个敬拜神的人，做基督徒，如果没有喜乐，表示他离开神还很远。
So if a person or a Christian has no joy,That means he's very far away from God.
那做基督徒最大的喜乐是什么？
What is the greatest joy to be a Christian?
我们要看当时主耶稣在世的时候，那些门徒所体验到最大的喜乐是什么？
And let us examine what were the greatest joy that the apostles experienced in the time of Jesus.
就是遍茂山上主耶稣容貌放光。
It was on the Mount Transfiguration where Lord Jesus' countenance changed.
在很短暂的时间，他们看到主耶稣改变成了属灵的形象。
In a short moment, they saw the spiritual glory of Jesus.
衣服洁白。
And the glorious white shining from the garment of Jesus.
那个遍茂山上的主就是荣耀神的显现。
And the Jesus on Mount Transfiguration is the revelation of the spiritual God.
这些门徒在山上看到主耶稣非常满足。
So when the apostles saw Lord Jesus like that, they were very satisfied.
说我们在这里真好。
They said, Lord, it is good to be here.
他们甚至希望能够住三座棚，然后永远住下来。
And they wanted to build three tents and then live there forever.
可见那种满足是超过他们一生所能够经历到的。
So we can see that the type of satisfaction they receive far exceeds what they could have received.
今天我们在灵里面要来跟神相亲。
And today, we want to have spiritual communion with God.
如果我们很靠近神，我们会得到极大的喜乐。
And if we are close to God, we will experience the greatest joy.
我们会有极大的满足。
We will experience the greatest satisfaction.
这是神应许给我们的福气。
And this is a promise blessing.
所以主耶稣升天以后，这些门徒靠着神的能力建设了教会。
So after Jesus' ascension, relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, the apostles established churches.
那在使徒行传里面，我们看到使徒教会的生活有一个特色就是很喜乐。
And if we see the book of Acts, you will see that the apostles at the time were all very joyful.
不是很快乐，是很喜乐。
It's not just mere physical happiness, but the true joy and peace.
快乐是从感官来的。
Happiness, a lot of times, is a function of physical stimulation.
但是喜乐是从神来的。
The joy is from God.
他们在教会里面同心合意的大家在一起敬拜神，一起吃饭，一起服侍神，非常喜乐。
All together, they worship God, they sing praise to God, they pray to God. They were very joyful.
为什么会喜乐？
Why is it that they were so joyful?
因为神在他们中间。
Because God was among them.
那今天如果我们教会充满着喜乐，
So if we can see joy fill the church,
哇，大家来到教会非常喜乐。
Everyone comes to church is filled with joy.
那你会发现，我们每一个礼拜最想望一天就是礼拜六，我们要到教会去。
Then you discover that All out of the 7 days of the week, we long for the coming of the Sabbath day.
因为那一种喜乐是我们在世界上工作找不到的。
Because this is the type of joy that you cannot find in your routine jobs.
这个就是我们要追求的。
And that is something that we should seek after.
那么怎么样能够追求到主里面的喜乐？
How can we obtain this joy in God?
怎么样能够让我们跟使徒一样能够在遍茂山上看到主？
How can we see God face to face just like that of the apostles on Mount transfiguration.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Please refer to the book of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew, chapter 6.
第五章。
Excuse me, Matthew, chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
马太第五章第八节。
Matthew, chapter 5, verse 8.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart.For they will see God.
这里说有一种福气。
Here it describes a type of blessing.
就是要见到神。
That is to see God.
那这种福气要得到的条件就是要清心。
And the requirements of receiving this kind of blessing is to be pure in heart.
那这个见到神呢，不是指的说真的我们肉眼看到神。
And here it says, see God, not necessarily referring to seeing God with your naked eyes.
约伯受试炼之后，他说：“从前我的信仰是风闻的信仰，是理论的信仰，是观念的信仰，是头脑知识上的信仰。”
Job, after his trial, he said that previously I heard of God and I learned to know God from my knowledge.
但是现在我亲眼看到神。
But now I have seen God face to face.
那你说我从约伯记一直读第一章读到最后一章，约伯的肉眼没有看到神。
But if you study the entire book of Job, did Job really see God with his own eyes?
他没有看到神。
He did not.
但是为什么他说我亲眼看到神
？But why is it that he said that now I have seen God?
就是在受试炼的过程，他亲眼看到神的作为。
But rather, in the course of the trial, he was able to witness the deeds and the actions of God.
所以他说我看到神。
Therefore, he said, I saw God.
为什么约伯在受试炼的过程能够看到神的作为
？Why is it that in the course of the trial, he could see the actions and the works of God?
因为在试炼当中，他越来越纯。
Because in the process of this trial, his heart became pure, and his heart became more pure.
越来越清新。
And more clean.
所以离开神越来越近。
So he was closer to God.
所以越来越清楚感觉到神的同在。
And the closer he was with God, he can feel more of his abidance.
这是他在患难当中一个很重要的一个力量。
And that was a key strength that sustained him through the trial.
就在灵里面感受神的同在。
That is in his spirit, he feel the abidance of God.
那马太福音第五章第八节说，这是从清心来的。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 here says, "Blessed are the pure in heart."
我们现在再来看诗篇的七十三篇。
Please refer to Psalm 73.
诗篇七十三篇
，Psalm 73，
第一节
，Verse 1，
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
这里说那些清心的人是神要恩待的人。
Here it says, surely God is good to those who are pure in heart.
这个清心呢，不是我们现在一般人讲啊，我小孩子都大了，现在我清心了，不是那一种的，
This kind of pure in heart is, does not referring to, no material or, physical boundaries.
这个清心，如果我们看英文哦 ,pure 就是很纯的心，很纯洁的心。
Pure means innocence.
也就是说没有罪缠累的心。
That is a heart without sin.
那这种人是神要恩待的人。
And this is the type of people that God would be good to.
那神要怎么样恩待这种人？
Then how is God going to be good to these type of people?
那我们再看到二十五节哈，诗篇七十三篇二十。
Psalm 73 verse 25.
除了你以外，天上我有谁呢？除了在你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. 26.
我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
那神怎么恩待那些清心的人呢？
So how would God be good to those pure in heart?
神要做他的福分。
God will be their portion forever.
也就是神要做他的财产。
God will be their heritage.
也就是说他要拥有神。
They will own God.
也就是神要住在他里
面。That is God will live within them.
这个就是神对清心的人一种恩待，一种福气。
And this is the blessing that God promised to those who are pure in heart.
虽然肉体经常一直衰残。
So even though physically, we are fading,
但是因为有神做他的福分，所以他就有力量。
But because God is the strength of his heart, he will have power.
那这种神同在这种福气啊，在天上你再也找不到，在地上你也找不到。
And this kind of blessings, you cannot find in heaven, nor can you find on earth.
所以世界上最重要一个福气啊，就是得到神本身。
So the greatest blessing that one may obtain, is to have God.
怎么样能够得到神本身？
How can someone obtain God?
就是要清心。
Must be pure in heart.
心里很纯，没有杂质。
Very innocent, there's no sin.
没有罪的捆绑。
No bondage of sin.
这是我们信仰一个很重要努力的目标。
And this is a goal that truly worth our effort.
主耶稣的门徒吃饭不洗手。
The apostles of Jesus, they didn't wash their hands before they eat.
这样看起来主要是叫门徒没有叫卫生这一条。
It seems that Jesus did not teach his disciples to be very sanitary.
但是这个法利赛人就问你门徒为什么吃饭不洗手？
And so the Pharisees asked Jesus, why is it that your disciples do not wash their hands?
主耶稣就知道他们这个轻重的观念有一点不太正常。
And so Lord Jesus knew that they got their priorities mixed up.
所以才说从外面进来不会污秽人。
Therefore Lord Jesus said, what comes out of the mouth,
从外面进来的才不会污秽人。
What's coming from the outside going in will not dirty a person.
从里面出来的才会污秽人。
But what comes out of once,from what comes out of inside from a person will dirty a person.
那从外面进来就是吃的东西。
Things that come from outside going in, things as food.
不会污秽人一个灵魂。
You will never defile a person's spirituality.
但是从里面出来的就会污秽人。
But things that come out of a person may cause much harm.
这个从里面出来就是你心里面的思心思意念，然后借着话语讲出来。
Things that come out of you, these are usually the result of your belief, your concept, and your thought process.
这个才会污秽人。
And this may often dirty and defile a person.
那为什么从里面出来会污秽人？
Why is it that something come out of a person with dirty,
you know, someone. 不是每一个人心都很纯。
That's because not everyone has a pure heart.
那如果心不是很纯，你讲的话语里面就不是很纯。
And if your heart is not pure, then your words will not be pure.
那但是听见的人在吸收到他的心里面，就污染了这一个人。
And so if someone listened to these impure words, very possibly, it may cause much harm to him.
那主耶稣所讲从里面出来那个不会污秽人，就是指的法利赛人里面的这个心里面的罪恶。
And so Jesus was referring this to all the sins that the Pharisees store inside.
这个施洗约翰说那些文士法利赛人像毒蛇的种类。
And John the Baptist once even called the Pharisees, you brood of vipers.
主耶稣说粉饰的坟墓。
Lord Jesus said, you whitewash walls.
外面很好看，里面是死人的骨头，臭的东西。
It may look very beautiful on the outside, but inside are filled with bones.
就是自我中心，自我的虚荣。
They were self-centered, self-glorious,
骄傲自私，贪心。
Conceited, arrogant,
一面。
Greed, even adulterous thoughts,
很多的恶在里面。
A lot of sinful natures,
这个才会污秽人。
And these sinful natures would defile a person.
一个人要见到神，要清心，就是他心里面要很纯。
For a person to see God, he must have a pure heart.
那怎么样让人的心会纯？
What can make a man's heart pure?
要神的光照进来。
It needs the light of God.
所以有时候你在家里面看到那个一线的阳光从窗户里面这样照进来。
Sometimes when you're at home and you see a beam of sunlight shining through the window,
哎，忽然间你发现这个室内啊，空气里面好多的灰尘。
And then you'll see a lot of dust and particles in the air.
因为那一道强光一进来，灰尘你都看得很清楚。
Because that beam of sunlight shining through the windows, it even reveals the tiniest particles.
所以这个神的道理啊，就是光。如果真的照到我们内心啊，你可以反射到自己很多的罪在里面。
And the words of God is like light. Once it shines into our heart, it will reveal the darkest. And the dirtiest sins.
所以神的道如果真的进到一个人的心，罪就跑出来了。
So once the light of God enters a person's heart, there is no room for sin to hide.
但是如果我们听到那个罪没有跑出来，就是神的道没有进去，进去罪就跑出来了。
But if you are listening to the words of God and you feel no guilt, then the words of God have not really entered your heart.
因为神的道是光。
For the word of God is light.
那一道强光照到你的内心，你发现里面的污秽看得很清楚。
Once that light goes to your heart, there's no place for evil to hide.
那人在神面前对付自己的罪就清心了，跟神的距离越来越近。
And then if you make the resolution to fight against your sinful desires, and then you'll be pure in heart.
第二个清新的方法就是圣灵的更新。
Another method of be pure in heart is renewal by the Spirit.
我每次在洛杉矶做国际机场啊，飞机一上来的时候，你往外看啊，那个洛杉矶的上面都是一层鹅黄色的。
And whenever you leave LA, and then after the plane took off, and you look down LA from the sky, you'll see the entire city is covered with smog.
哎，但是如果一盆啊倾盆大雨下完以后
，but then after a rain,
哎，你会发现哎，空气是清的。
And then you see that the smog sort of disappear for the moment.
神的灵会更新我们的心呢。
The Spirit of God would cleanse our heart.
所以当一个人被圣灵感动，一个里面的那个罪都跑出来。
So once a person is moved by the Spirit of God, he will find all these sins inside.
对自己的罪越清楚。
He'll be very sensitive about his sins.
这个人就越来越清晰。
And then more and more, he'll be more pure.
那他跟神距离越来越近，对神的体验会越来越多，越来越活泼。
And his relationship with God will be closer, and his experience of God will be stronger.
所以第一个清新是代表人心里面的杂质。
So the first pure in heart represents the removal of all the impurities.
那这样人才会清新。
And then we will have a pure heart.
那第二个这个清新就是代表要除掉心里面的世俗。
The second pure in heart means we must remove all the secularities in our hearts.
先看雅各书
Book of James.
雅各书第四章
James chapter 4
第八节
verse 8
四章八节
James chapter 7 chapter 4 verse 8
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的，要清洁你们的心。这个地方说，心怀恶意的，清洁你们的心。
Here it says, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
这个第八节说，你要亲近神，神就必亲近你。
Come near to God, and he will come near to you.
那要怎么亲近神？
So how do we come near to God?
就是要清洁你们的心。
We must purify our hearts.
特别说心怀恶意的人。
Here it says, you double-minded.
但是如果我们从第四章的第一节一直看到第六节，
But if we start reading from verse 1 through verse 6,
特别第四节
especially in verse 4,
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不至于世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡是想与世俗为友，就是与神为敌啊。
Verse 4, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God.
所以这个心怀恶意啊，就是指着有世俗在内心。
So here when he's saying that you double-minded, that means inside your heart, you also have the world occupying a space.
那就是与神为敌。
And that's an enemy toward God.
所以神没有办法进到我们里面来。
So God could never enter your heart.
是神不不是神不愿意进来。
It is not that God doesn't want to enter your heart.
乃是因为我们没有办法让神进来。
But that we made it so that God was unable to enter.
因为世俗在里面。
Because of the world stored inside.
我记得有一个信徒在见证。
I once remember a believer who testified.
他来见证他的母亲。
He testified his mother.
啊，很喜欢祷告。
His mother often devoted in prayer.
每天花很长的时间祷告。
And she prayed long time every day.
哎，祷告到有一段时间呢，他常常在祷告中好像看到光。
And he said that her mother would devote in long prayers, and sometimes she would receive the light of God.
她跟神很靠近。
And she was very close with God.
她的孩子很孝顺的。
And her children were very obedient.
后来就去买一个电视，就放在她妈妈的房间里面。
So he went out and bought a prayer mat.
电视。
I'm sorry. He went out and bought a TV.
哎，他的妈妈就开始看电视啊。
And then his mother started watching TV.
但也是一样，祷告很久。
Of course, she still devotes long time in prayer.
自从那个电视搬进去以后，她祷告好像看到光就没有了。
But ever since the TV comes inside the room, she no longer could see the light.
有祷告，有圣灵。
She prayed, yes, the Holy Spirit is there.
但是那种灵的体验就减少了。
But the spiritual experience declined.
因为世俗进来，灵就减少了。
Because once the heart is occupied or preoccupied with the world, then God will not enter.
所以现在这个时代真的很困难，要清心。
So it's really hard to have a pure heart nowadays.
因为太多世俗的事情一直进到你内心来。
Just too much worldly matters, too much secularities.
使你们没有办法一个很清洁的心啊，这样跪在神面前，把心门打开的主啊，你进到我里面来。
It's very hard for a person to kneel down and just open his heart and say, Lord, just enter my heart.
那就是因为这个心里面有两个意念啊，神的意念又有世俗在里面，所以你想要亲近神，对你跪下来祷告，但是祷告完你不会觉得神跟你很亲近。
And because of these two thoughts inside you, so yes, you kneel down and pray, but afterwards you don't feel the closeness that you have with God.
这不是神有问题。
It is not the problem of God.
问题是我们的心。
This is the problem comes from our heart.
世俗太多。
Too much worldly occupancy.
所以这个雅各才说啊，你们要清洁你们的心。
Therefore, James encourages to purify our hearts.
你们这些心怀恶意的人
，you double-minded.
我们到教会里面来很重要，就是啊，我们在教会里面要净化我们的心思。
One important goal of coming to church is to purify our hearts and thoughts.
所以，除了日常生活彼此互相的关心之外，我们要多谈一些神的话语、属灵的体验、圣灵的感动、神的恩典。
Therefore, apart from the general greetings and conversations, that we should talk about spiritual experiences, share with each other's pain and testimonies.
所以是我们从教会要回家的路途。我觉得我今天在教会里面啊，听到的道理跟信徒的交通，真的让我心啊世俗啊惨，已经弄掉了不少，让我心越来越轻了。
So that on our way driving home, we can say, oh, after the sermon and the prayer and the spiritual fellowship of brothers and sisters, I feel I'm closer to God, and I've unloaded some of my worldly secularities there.
那因为我们彼此相爱，我们要彼此关心的生活。
And because we are brothers and sisters in the church, therefore we care for each other.
但是我们要很谨慎，不要让我们的谈话完了之后，再让那一个人更世俗。
But we must be careful.So that we don't want, after a conversation with some brothers and sisters, he or she becomes even more secular.
本来来教会觉得一个心很好，现在要回家的路途，整个心沉重下来。
And originally, this person may intend to come to church to purify his heart, but now you just burden his heart with more worldly stuff.
因为在教会里面听到太多世俗的东西。
Because they simply have heard too much worldly matters.
这是神的殿。
And for this is the house of God.
是我们要清晰的地方。
This is the place where we will purify our hearts.
这是我们一个追求的方向。
And this is a direction that we should pursue.
但如果我们这样能够清晰呢，我们就要亲近神。
And if we can purify our hearts and also make an effort to draw near to God,
那我们就感觉到神亲近我们。
Then we will feel that God wants to draw near to us.
那神一亲近我，你会觉得心中很喜乐。
And once God is near you, you will have this joy in your heart.
你会觉得常常心里很甜蜜，甜蜜的这种感觉。
You will even feel the sweetness of God.
啊，觉得很平安
，peaceful.
啊，你就觉得。一种享受，虽然你什么事情都没有发生，内心有一种享受，就是神在里面。
It's almost like an enjoyment of some sort.
这是一个非常奇妙的体验。
And this is a very miraculous and wonderful experience.
是神要给我们的。
And this is the promise of God.
我们要追求。
And this is what we should pursue.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
So now we're going to pray.
我们试着来清洁自己的心。
Let us at least try to purify our hearts.
在心里面不断的靠近神。
So pursue the closeness with God in spirit.
来体会里面呢、啊，在清净里面见到神那种满足跟喜乐。
To experience the joy and satisfaction that one may have once he sees God face to face.
让我们来审查自己内心有没有什么污秽。
Let us examine ourselves, identify all the iniquities.
啊，求主洁净。
We ask God to cleanse our sins.
让我们把世俗撇开。
And let us throw away and remove the worldly matters.
让神进来。
Let God enter our heart.
用清洁的心来亲近神。
With a pure heart, we will see God.
我们祷告的时候，请继续为着教会的圣工祷告。
In our prayer, please continue to remember the holy works in the church.
明天下午的布道会。
The evangelical service tomorrow.
教会里面的慕道者。
And all the visitors and truth seekers.
教会里面分社的这个。分社会堂的工作
The church branching work
请我们常常用祷告来帮忙这个圣工
Please use your prayer to sustain these works
那为着身边的同龄代祷
Please pray for the brothers and sisters in illness
求主耶稣赐给他们力量
We ask Lord Jesus to give them strength
求主耶稣赐恩典在他们身上
We ask Lord Jesus to bless them
那我们个人有需要也可以向神祷告
And if you have any needs from God you should pray
我们这一次祷告如果你想要祈求圣灵或者特别需要代祷要求神恩典的请你不要客气到前面来
If you want to pray for the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, special blessings, healing, please come forward.
那我们现在同心合意一起来祷告半个钟头。
We will now kneel down and pray in one accord for half an hour.